You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a Sunday school teacher who was teaching her little preschoolers about proper behavior in church. And so she asked them, "Why is it so important to be quiet in church?" And one little girl raised her hand, and when called upon, she replied, "Because people are sleeping." This morning at 2:30 a.m. at our time, while we were all still sleeping, Pope Francis canonized Mother Teresa of Calcutta as a member of the Catholic Church's Communion of Saints. As Jesus tells us in today's gospel, that being his disciple demands that we always put first God in our lives. We could hardly think of a better example of this kind of unconditional and wholehearted discipleship than St. Teresa of Calcutta. She literally renounced everything, living a life of poverty, so that she might be completely free to devote her life to serving those who live in poverty. The Church canonizes saints so that we might learn from their example and imitate their virtue. St. Teresa of Calcutta was probably one of the world's most admired people and one of the most recognized faces of the 20th century. Many quotes have been attributed to St. Teresa of Calcutta, and I'd like to share with you this morning three of them that I find especially helpful to me as I strive to respond to Jesus' call to discipleship. She not only talked the talk, but St. Teresa of Calcutta walked the walk. And the first quotation that I've always tried to remember is this: "Live simply so that others might simply live." From a spiritual perspective, in the kingdom of God, less is more. Again, as Jesus himself reminds us today, discipleship is about emptying ourselves of all material things so that we might have more room for Christ and others in our lives and in our hearts. Pope Francis, like St. Teresa of Calcutta, has been an inspiring example of this axiom, both as a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, and now as Pope. And as Pope Francis reminded us in his recent encyclical on care for our common home, we must resist the culture of consumerism and cease to be a throwaway culture, which turns our common home into a pile of filth. Personally, I've come to appreciate the importance of downsizing, as last October I moved into a two-room apartment, replacing the 10 rooms I lived in at the rectory. I found that downsizing is a good thing. It certainly brings me a sense of freedom and peace and genuine joy. So when people now ask me, "How do you like your new apartment?" my standard response has become, "If the Pope can live in a two-room apartment, so can I." The second quote that I've always liked from St. Teresa of Calcutta is, "Do small things with great love." We don't have to do it all. We just have to give our all. We don't have to have great status or great wealth or great power or important titles to change the world. We just have to do things with great love. As St. Teresa of Calcutta says, never worry about numbers. Just help one person at a time. and always start with the person nearest you. She reminds us by her life that to be a disciple, as Jesus himself reminds us, means that we must be all in, holding nothing back. Again, this is what the concept of full stewardship is all about, making a full and wholehearted response to our baptismal call to discipleship. And the third quote that I've always admired from St. Teresa of Calcutta is that a saint is simply someone who believes that God loves them. The most basic doctrine of Christianity is that God loves us. In fact, oftentimes the scriptures are referred to as love letters from God. It's that simple truth that is the very foundation of our faith. For faith is our personal response, the experience of God's unconditional love for us in our lives. And once we come to believe how much our God loves us, we want to respond in kind to that love by sharing God's selfless love with others without reservation or hesitation, as St. Teresa of Calcutta always did, being attentive to the needs of the poor, the dying, the homeless, the neglected, and the forgotten. And as Jesus himself teaches us in his Sermon on the Mount, therein lies our eternal salvation. In recent decades, as the Catholic Church has been tarnished by many scandals, including the clergy abuse of children, financial fraud, and hierarchical careerism, we have all had to stand in the shadow of the shame. But today, we get to bask in the glow of glory of a saint who makes us proud to be Catholic and to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. May her example and now her canonization inspire us to always strive to proclaim by our lives, as St. Teresa of Calcutta always did by her life, that God is good.
Amen.
All the time.